the next one we talked about our relationship and work with God. Praise the Lord. So in it, we saw how to begin it, how to maintain it, how to build it. Praise the Lord. How to build it and how to maintain it. Praise the Lord. So it is not enough to just begin. You have to maintain it and then you have to build it. Praise the Lord. And we talked about how you are going to begin it by we know how what the process of being born again, repentance, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, getting baptized, both in water and in the Spirit, and then following through, studying God's word, having fellowship with one another, prayer, and all of that. Praise the Lord. And then, so one of the things we also talked about is the things that are essential to living a Christian life, as we saw in our outline, is that, you know, you have to obey God, you have to repent. Repentance was a recurring theme while we did our Bible study. Praise the Lord. So these things are essential, and we try to define what it means for something to be essential. We know that if something is essential, it means that you can't live without it. Right? So those things that are not essential, necessary, you can't live without them. But those things that are essential, you have to have them. Otherwise, you will die spiritually. Praise the Lord. Just like there are things that we need to be alive physically, we also need things that will keep us alive spiritually that also translate to physically. Praise the Lord. So the next, we saw examples of people who walked with God in the scriptures. Praise the Lord. So we saw how Adam, as one example, was created to have fellowship with God. Praise the Lord. He was created to walk with God, to be God. And then we went on to Abraham. We saw Abraham as a friend of God. You know, God said that how would he do this without telling Abraham, without telling Abraham his friend. So one of the ways you know that God is your friend is that when he wants to do something, he tells you. Maybe something wants to happen in your family, something wants to happen in your life, something wants to even happen in your country, God tells you. So praise the Lord. And then we also saw Moses. So Moses spoke with God face to face. So Moses is an example in the scripture, you know, because of his relationship with God. When Moses requested it, God granted his request. And then the next thing we saw is David, a man after God's own heart. So in it, we also saw repentance. How do you know when David sins or does something that is wrong? David is a man that has a contrite heart in the sense that he repents on the spot. He doesn't postpone it to later, 1 hour, maybe after 1 hour, I'll repent, or when I get to the house. He does the repentance there. And then the next example we saw was Jesus Christ, who is the ultimate example of what it means to have a relationship with God. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ says that, as I see my Father, I do, so I do also. Praise the Lord. So we should take that as an example of a perfect or an ultimate example of working with God, in the sense that whatever you see in God's word is what you believe absolutely and what you live your life by. Praise the Lord. And then the next we saw was Paul. Talked about how Paul was persecuting the church, you know, going about collecting permission to persecute the church, and on his transformation, when he was on his way to Damascus, and a great light struck him, and then Jesus Christ asked him that why is he kicking against the gods. So from persecuting the church, he made a U-turn to being persecuted for the church. Praise the Lord. So it is very, very important that we take these ones as examples on how it is to actually have a relationship with God, what it means to actually have a relationship with God. And then ultimately, we ended up with how we can apply the experiences to our work with God. So how can we apply these examples to our work with God? And how can this example influence how we live our lives? So it is very, very important that we get to use these persons, ultimately Jesus Christ, as an example, and know what it means to actually walk and have a relationship with God. Praise the Lord. So the natures of God and a relationship with God was what we studied on, and we thank God for it. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Tonight. So that's for the older youth, 20 to 30, 19 to 30. So he's standing 11 to 18.
Praise the Lord, brethren. All right, so for the Bible study, which is on knowing God, we went over each subheading, which starts with who is God, and we came to the conclusion that God is love, light, and a consuming fire. Now, when we look at God being love, we refer back to the salvation for man, which came through the sacrifice of God's own Son. Until today, we have seen no greater love than that which has been shown by God. Praise God. Now, when we say that God is light, we remember His purity and how He does not tolerate sin. The Bible says that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. So He doesn't tolerate it at all. We know that God does not change. So whether it's today or yesterday or tomorrow, He will not tolerate sin. Now, when I look at God being a consuming fire, right? When you look at the fire gives warmth, but it can also burn. It can also be used to purify. This, I believe, a consuming fire is one of the things that describes the nature of God very clearly and the two sides to Him. Praise the Lord. Alright, so some of the other questions include, let me see. How should our understanding of God's nature influence our walk with Him? Now, knowing that God doesn't tolerate sin, we should know that we have to live right. We can take note after Jesus Christ that says that I do only as my Father does. So we have to follow directly in His footsteps. And even when we fall out with Him, we have to come back. In that context, we can look at someone like David, right? Even though he committed sin, he knew that he had to go and repent after he was confronted by Nathan, and then he comes back to God. So, speaking on our relationship and walk with God, we know that the relationship does not start unless we come to God. God cannot walk with you if you are not with Him. Praise the Lord. So that means that we have to repent and turn our hearts to Him, which is necessarily called, which is called being born again. So while we were speaking, someone raised a good example of God as love, light, and a consuming fire. He referenced what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah, with them being consumed for their sins by fire and brimstone. Also, he sends his angels, which are the lights that guide Lot and his family away. That also shows the love, because he loved Abraham so much, which is why he decided to save him. Which decided to save Lot because of the love he has for Abraham, because of the love that Abraham has for God. Praise the Lord. Alright, so just going over a few examples, such as Adam that was created to walk with God. Here we also see who God is, because the moment that Adam sins, he is sent out from the Garden of Eden. Right? And as for Abraham, because he is a friend of God, because of how much he loved the Lord and how he walked with God, God is able to speak with him, even able to eat with him, which is the way our relationship with God should be. And one of the scriptures I like so much is like, even though God is seen as this being that is supposed to be feared, he can also be your friend, can also be your friend and walk with you in every circumstance and situation. Praise the Lord.
And in your group, the way that it can be applied across the fellowship.
Praise God. Okay, so in our group, we continue to look at a strong, healthy Christian marriage relationship. And we dwelt more on commitment and trust in marriage. So what are the things that build trust and commitment in marriage? We spoke a lot about finances, how couples should deal between themselves regarding finances. And one of the key things we discussed was transparency and honesty. So we need to be transparent to our spouse about, for instance, how much you earn. If you're in business, we need to, your wife or your husband need to understand how much is the inflow to the family. And then both of you need to understand who is a better manager of finances. Is it the wife? Is it the husband? Who is a better financial manager? And the other person needs to trust the other spouse to better manage the family's finances. Praise God. Then we also looked at the So we also looked at hindrances. What are the hindrances? Help me, please.
What? Okay, I shouldn't have reminded you. I thought.
Yes. Yes, thank you, my dear. So we talked about criticism, and we said that it's our natural inclination to criticize one another. It comes to us more naturally to see the wrong in another person more than to see the right in another person. So we need to start to trust God more to see the rights, the positive things in our spouses. And before you would tell your spouse that you didn't do this one right, can you find two or three things you can tell your spouse about that she or he got right? And then we talked about the timing of communication between the spouses. We need to find the best time to tell our spouse what matter or what we want to, maybe something about a correction or a change or something that maybe is a bit touchy you want to discuss. We need to find the right moment to discuss it as a couple. Praise God. Did I miss anything? Praise God. All right, let's pray together. So God has taught us so many things. I have a song in my heart that will help us to pray. I don't know, sis, if you can put it on the board for us. Trust and obey when we walk with the Lord in the light of His word. And I want us to pray in line with the lyrics, the wordings of that song. Praise God. It says, when we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Allow me to read out the next stanzas. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh or a tear, can abide while we trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He doth richly repay. Not a grief or a loss, not a frown or a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. I love this stanza very well. Listen to it. But we can never prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows and the joy He bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, Where he sends, we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Shall we sing this song, please, brethren? When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still. And with all who will trust and obey, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the sky, but in spite with him drives it away. Not a doubt nor a fear, nor a sigh nor a tear can abide. While we trust and obey, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a body we bear, not a sorrow we share, but a father that we sleep we pay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown nor a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove that the light of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows and the joy he bestows are for them who will trust and trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he says we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Why there's no other way.
but to trust and obey. Yella prayende ke toro boshanda kabakandere shenderi. Help us, Lord. Pour out your grace upon us, Lord. Likapalende rabasende. We ask for the power of your Spirit, Lord, to help us. Ayende reshinda rabakanda rabashende reboson toro boshanda rabakanda rabaya. Well, you know, the Bible says that the Lord God is able to make all grace abound. Abound toward you. So I have loved you with an everlasting love, says the Lord. And I have drawn you with my loving kindness. The Lord is able, more than able, to deliver those who trust in Him. It's more than able. The power of our God is not diminished in any way. Father, we thank you for your word to us this afternoon. What a privilege to know your word, the only instrument, Lord, by which you build us and bring us into you, into Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for giving us the gift of the Holy Ghost. You kept your promise, I will not leave you like orphans. And you sent your Spirit to help us. So when we do not even know what to pray for as we ought to, He is always there to make intercessions for us. We thank you, dear Father. You said you will feed your flock. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the bread of life. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Jesus, thank you for breaking your flesh for us, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the new covenant we have in the blood. Our consciences are cleansed by His precious blood. And we can come boldly to our eternal Heavenly Father. Boldly, boldly. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. To never lose its power. It's ever speaking for us better things. Father, we thank you. And by faith we come in that blood. By faith we come in that precious name of Jesus Christ. Boldly, Lord, to receive grace and to find mercy before you, my Father, to help us in these times of need. Help us to find grace sufficient to help us in this time, Lord. Quicken us by the very power of your Spirit you have given to us. Not by might, not by power, but by the power of your Spirit. give us the grace to submit one to another. Give us the wisdom to speak the same things, Lord. To mind the same things, Lord. Give us that spirit, that wisdom, Lord. Say that Christ is made unto us wisdom, that we may come to the fullness of Him and walk in that true wisdom. Our dear Father, we ask for your visitation. Lord, we ask you for a time of refreshing once again in your presence. Please, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Strengthen us as a people. Breathe unto us the newness of your spirit once again, Lord. May we find the energy not in ourselves, but in the power of your own spirit. Not in our own experiences, but in the work of the cross of Jesus Christ. Teach us how to lay hold of that which Jesus took hold of us. Teach us how to lay hold of eternal life freely given to us in Christ Jesus. Open our eyes that we may see and understand the things you have freely given to us in Him. Strengthen us. Father, we thank you. We are so grateful. As a fellowship, we come before you this afternoon, Lord. We are desiring a new wine, Lord. We are desiring a new wine. We are desiring the freshness of your very presence freely given to your people. Lord, we are longing again for your presence in our midst. Jesus, you said that He would take that which is of mine and reveal them to you freely. Lord, that's what we are asking for. That the things that we receive may be the things that are freely given to us, but revealed by your Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, that we may know the reality of the manifestation of your Spirit in our midst. Jesus said, I was dead, but I am alive and I live it forever. That we may know the manifestation of the living Christ, that He is alive and He is no more dead. That you will bless this gathering with the manifestation of your very presence. For you are the one who walks and talks in the midst of your people. That we may see you and behold you face to face. May our lives truly be changed by the power of your word. That our lives may be truly transformed. That we truly walk in the newness of life, setting our affections genuinely on things above where we are seated with Him. We ask for your strength, Lord. The wives, submit to your own husbands. The husbands, love your wives. Even as Christ loved the church, gave Himself for it. And Father, we receive the grace that you have given even by the virtue of this word. That we may receive the strength that you have given to the wives to submit to their own husbands. We receive the grace, O Lord, you've given to the husbands to love their wives, just like Jesus. For your word comes with grace and strength, Lord. And as we hear your word this afternoon, we receive the very grace of the word to quicken us and to help us. In the mighty name of the living Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise God, brethren.
Brother, has a short word for us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, there has been a burden in my heart. Hallelujah. That I, as we pray and as we look up to God, He keep on making reference to go to a particular scripture. And I believe that this morning we can receive some help. Amen. You know, across board on the things that the Lord has been speaking to us. There is one thing that is very, very paramount in the heart of God, and that will be able to, you know, deliver the expectations of God in the heart of His people. And somehow, I haven't been utilizing that, even though it is something that God brings upon the saints. Hallelujah. He brings it upon you. Hallelujah. And it is not once and for all exercise, but it's something that becomes continually your experience. Hallelujah. Amen. And what I'm talking about this morning is what is called repentance. Hallelujah. Repentance. Amen. 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 Repentance. It is the bedrock of any work with God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, as we discussed about the challenges that are in the church, the challenges that are in our families, one key word that you can always take away is what? Repentance. That is what can restore. That is what can bring healing. That is what can bring deliverance. Repentance. Amen. Praise God. So I have been meditating on Luke chapter 3. Luke chapter 3. And I want us to meditate on that together. Hallelujah. This morning, I'm believing that God, because there is a word for someone here today. And when I get to it, I will tell you what it is. Hallelujah. Because that issue cannot continue. Hallelujah. The key God is giving that person is a word called repentance. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can we sing that hymn once more? Just let's take one or two verses. Hallelujah. Amen. He wants us to pray for the children, but I think we need to do that. Amen. It's something we should not fail to do. Amen. What? Did he say something? No, I said, he said we should pray for the children. And I said we shall pray for the children. Do you believe that? So why are you keeping quiet? Hallelujah. Okay. We are going to pray for them now because there is an urgency in his voice. Because we have children that are traveling down, so we need to pray. It just came to me that yes, that is why we need to pray. If not, I wanted us to pray maybe after I shared what I want to share. Brother, can we just pray in the spirit for a few minutes? Hallelujah. And let our children be in focus in our hearts and in our minds. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Marco Shatra Vinamai. Lente kora satra vike lama. Lontrobokos anda sariake sente kalatama. Maka shante kalatara kele. Rojet strevile. Masukotan travika libo sista vana. Halakon shentra vile kumantra vite kusto zaluk. Mento kravile kama. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we come to lift up all our children before you. Hallelujah. there is an assurance we have that children are the heritage of the Lord. Hallelujah. And because they are your heritage, you cannot allow destruction to come upon them. Hallelujah. Whether those that are here or those that are on their way coming back to Port Harcourt, they all belong to you. And you said that no one taketh them away from you. Hallelujah. So we rebuke every spirit. Hallelujah. That ever thought that our children will become his prey. That things that he can take them at will. That fear that he can capture them. We rebuke you, spirits. The ones that think they can be snatched away. Hey, we say the Lord rebuke you. The ones that want to influence them. The ones that want them to walk in disobedience and in rebellion. We say the Lord rebuke you. We take away every covering. Every strange covering that has been thrown over our children, in any dimension, in any way, the ones that have come to declare their minds, the ones that have come to tell them that the word of God is not true, the ones that have told them that the word of God cannot bring deliverance to them, that they can find happiness in something else, we say the Lord rebuke you. Every act of witchcraft and sorcery in manipulating their minds, we say the Lord rebuke you. Every ascensory spirit that have been set up, yay, that says this lineage is where you come from, therefore you must walk in the ways of your fathers, we say the Lord rebuke you. Hallelujah. We release the blood, the power that is in the blood, to begin to go to work right now. Because this blood speaks better things. It speaks life. It speaks deliverance. Hallelujah. It speaks better things. It does not speak death. It does not speak disease. Hallelujah. Therefore, let the blood be set upon each and every one of us, including our children, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for hearing us. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, take charge. Hallelujah. Take over. Take over. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I wanted us to sing a song, but I have... See, my time starts now. sorry? Praise God. Hallelujah. But I promise you, time me now, 45 minutes, I will stop. Amen. Praise God. So we are talking about repentance. Hallelujah. You know, repentance is a baptism. Or it's obtained by baptism. Praise God. In the scripture, there are 5 types of baptism. 5 that I know. Hallelujah. So follow me. Baptism by water. Is it not so? Amen. Are we together? Number 2, baptism of the Holy Spirit. Alright? Then there is baptism of what again? Fire. Then there is another baptism. Baptism into Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Baptism into Christ is I call it burial baptism. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Amen. Hallelujah. Because you must be buried. You must die to arise in Christ. To resurrect in Him. Praise God. That's what the scripture says, not me. And it draws its strength from water baptism. Are you with me? Hallelujah. So it says, as you have been what? Buried. So also. Hallelujah. Have you been buried to resurrect in Christ? Amen. Hallelujah. And then there is baptism of repentance, which John preached. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So go with me to Luke chapter 3. I've been meditating on chapter 3. for the past how many days? Pardon me, that is the way I study my Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. There are other things that have to do with this chapter, but I am going to just limit myself to verse 3. I don't want to talk about the governors that ruled in chapter 1. Hallelujah. Because it's a matter that we need to handle, you know, maybe some other days in prayer. Because there are rulers, there are principalities, there are powers, there are men that are in control of the physical realm. Hallelujah. Amen. So also there are spirits that are in charge of what? The spiritual realm. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Men sometimes are translated from the physical realm into what? The spiritual realm. Hallelujah. Because life in itself is what? Spiritual. Are you with me? Praise God. Hallelujah. So I am looking at verse 3. He says, and he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Hallelujah. Amen. Baptism of what? Repentance. Hallelujah. You know, repentance actually comes by baptism or through baptism. Hallelujah. I don't know how else to explain it. Hallelujah. But baptism of repentance is a dimension, like I've said, of baptism, of baptisms, as we find in Hebrews 6:2. Are you with me? Hallelujah. In Hebrews 6:2, what does it say? Huh? Hallelujah. Huh? Bible students. Hebrews 6:2, what does it say? And of baptisms. Amen. Amen. About the foundational faith in Christ. He said baptism is a foundation. It's a bedrock. It's on which you can build anything. If you don't have that foundation, then your life will be floating. Then your life will have no meaning. As far as Christ is concerned, as far as following Him is concerned, if you don't have the foundation of repentance, then it is a faulty what? Foundation. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, there are Christians who believe that when once you repent, that repentance is enough. And I say no. I don't agree with that. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'll give you my reason. Very simple. Hallelujah. Amen. Baptism, repentance is a continuous experience of a child of God. It must be continuous. And I'll tell you why. Amen. The word baptism means, in Greek, is baptizo. It means to be overwhelmed. Hallelujah. Just like you will submerge somebody in water during baptism, the water does what? Overwhelms him. But deeper than that is that it is a time of initiation. You are initiated into the body of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And if he says baptism of repentance, is that repentance should overwhelm you. You should always be covered with what? Repentance. You wear it as a cloth. Hallelujah. And that is to say that if I take a wrong decision, hallelujah, and I realize that I've taken a wrong decision, the first response should be what? Come on, the brethren, let's come together. The first response you have will be what? Repentance. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It is not to justify what you have done or to rationalize it. What you must do is to do what? Repent. And what is repentance? What is repentance? Can somebody tell us? What is repentance? Turning away. Hallelujah. And turning the right way, and turning, as far as this context is concerned, turning to what? To Christ. For what? For forgiveness. Praise God. You cannot turn away from something and you turn to something else. Hallelujah. As far as repentance is concerned, you turn around. Somebody says it's 360 turning around. Hallelujah. It just turned. And you face a different entire, you cannot continue on the same trajectory. Hallelujah. You cannot continue on the same way. Hallelujah. You cannot continue to behave in the same manner. Hallelujah. So repentance is very, very key. Amen. It is God, when you have given your life to Christ, you are initiated into a world of repentance. Hallelujah. That means every moment of your life. Why? Because in the world there are many fields, many things. Hallelujah. That seek to subvert your faith. That seek to turn you away from God. And when once you step into it and you realize it, you pull your leg back and say, Lord, I'm sorry for taking this decision. There are many decisions we have made. And as far as God's standard is concerned, it is not in sync. It is not in alignment with the will of God for you. And what to do is very quick. You just do what? Say, Lord, I am sorry for taking this decision. I am sorry for talking the way I did. Maybe even in our family, husband is always talking rough. He's always castigating. He's always suspecting. He's always accusing. He's always critiquing and criticizing. The key that will bring peace in that circumstance is what? Repentance. The man must recognize that I'm heating up this house, so very day, one day is going to catch fire. Hallelujah. I am taking away peace from the heart of my wife. Oh God, help me. Let me be that kind of person that will bring peace. That is repentance. Hallelujah. Praise God. Like we are discussing in the married people. Money is entrusted into your hand. And one day you become, my people, somebody says it's vuvuhara. That is, you carry the money. You are the husband here because I am the head of. Therefore, I have control over. My dear, one day you just discover that the family is suffering because of your wrong decisions. Hallelujah. That there is no food in the house. Hallelujah. When they talk, they say, are they give a woman for outside? Or are they do this one for? My dear, what, even though you may have bought things in the house, but you see, it's not in sync with what is required for the house at the moment. Praise God. Hallelujah. And in that case, you are not necessarily repenting for spending the money. You are repenting in your heart for being very, very frivolous and inconsiderate. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know how you see it. And maybe I'll work on this for one more minute. You come into your house and there is no food. Hallelujah. There is no food. Perhaps your wife is not working. But the little money that got into your hand, you spend it on frivolities. DSTV. Hallelujah. You buy airtime, fool your phone. Hallelujah. Meanwhile, there is no food in the house. You know what? You need to repent. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, so these are the nitty-gritty things that the Lord is calling my attention to. And I'm becoming more and more careful in the way I conduct myself. And I say, Holy Spirit. In fact, this morning, while we were praying, I was just shouting, Holy Spirit, help me. Hallelujah. I was calling out to God. I said, God, you alone can deliver me. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, I have come. Hallelujah. Maybe I'll just read it now so that you see it in the scripture. Then we'll move on. Hallelujah. About John's baptism. It's mentioned everywhere. It's not just in John 3:3, but you also find it in Acts 19:4. Acts 19:4. Hallelujah. Just quickly help us put it there. I will just call out the scriptures, not really making much comments, so that I can move on to another point. Because there are 7 points I want to make here. And you just follow me. And when you get back home, just study on it. Hallelujah. Acts 19:4 says, "Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the water of repentance, baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ." Amen. So, Paul, hallelujah. You know, he wasn't one of the disciples then, you understand. Hallelujah. In fact, when the event of John happening and all that, hallelujah, most of the disciples were not there. Hallelujah. So it is something that God has institutionalized, that even Paul came and began to talk about it, that there is something known as baptism of what? Repentance. Hallelujah. There are many of us, many Christians who are not, hallelujah, who have not repented. But they are just mere churchgoers. They come into the church. Hallelujah. They behave as if they have repented. But you see, God wants to go down to the very root. Hallelujah. And deal with the issue of repentance. You cannot be an unbelieving believer. You cannot. You cannot be one leg here, one leg there. Hallelujah. You cannot. Because the days are coming that will reveal who you truly are. Hallelujah. And I can assure you that it is not too far from now. If you like, pretend that you speak in tongues. It is irrelevant. Because even a madman speaks in tongues. Hallelujah. So when we say, let's speak in tongues, you say, you're wasting your time. Hallelujah. You need to get, and I will tell you why, and the benefits of repentance this morning. So that you can really begin to benefit from it. Because it's not a theory. Hallelujah. It is not, repentance is not a theory. It is a reality. It is tangible. It is something you can hold on when every other thing fails, because that forms part of your foundation. When every other thing fails, go back to repentance. And you see a turning around of your circumstance. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The same Acts 13, verse 24. Hallelujah. Acts 13, 24. He says, when John, of 23, of this man's seed had God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior Jesus. When John had first preached before his coming, the what? The baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. One of the challenges that Israel has, even till today, is that many are not what? I mean, Israel in the physical. Many of them don't believe on Jesus. Hallelujah. The Iran they are fighting right now have more Christians than them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. In other words, their hearts, many of them, their hearts have been hardened. Even so, in the spiritual Israel, there are many who do not really believe God. They are just coasting along. When the word of God comes in a certain dimension, that is when you will know who truly believes. Hallelujah. There are a lot of doubt and a lot of unbelief to the word of God. Hallelujah. And God is calling that we come to the place of repentance so that we can begin to enjoy the benefits of belonging to his body. Praise God. Hallelujah. You find the same thing in Acts 3:3. And that was, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to take it. Because that formed the beginning. Acts 3:3. I think it's Acts 3:3. Okay, let's just leave that. Praise God. Maybe that is Luke 3:3. But let's go on. You see, repentance has a power of restoration. Hallelujah. One of the benefits of repentance is that it restores. Hallelujah. Amen. Repentance restores. It builds hope in a man. Hallelujah. And that is why we must see it and to begin to enjoy it and be let it become our covering. Hallelujah. Because repentance brings a man to a place of peace with God. Hallelujah. You begin to have peace with God. Hallelujah. Repentance is not just, hallelujah, it's not just with an individual having peace with God. Hallelujah. But you begin to have peace in your home, in your family. That is what repentance does. Hallelujah. It can restore peace in your home. In any home that is scattered. Try this recipe. The recipe is called what? Repentance. I bet you will see that there will be peace in your home. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So, repentance restores. It not just restores, it restores us to our estate. Hallelujah. It restores us to our inheritance. Amen. Hallelujah. It does that. Hallelujah. And that is where maybe I'll dwell a little while. Hallelujah. With scriptures. Hallelujah. Number one, let's go to Psalm 23:3. Psalm 23:3. Hallelujah. Psalm 23:3. When a man repents, because repentance is also a personality. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If he didn't day, he didn't day. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He does what? He restores my soul. Hallelujah. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. I'll just dwell on verse 3. When a man repents, hallelujah, his soul is what? Restored. Hallelujah. His soul is restored. Hallelujah. All the trouble you have in your soul, the Lord takes them away. That is why when a man gives his life to Jesus, hallelujah, it's like heaven has entered his soul. Everywhere becomes peaceful. He just has peace with God. Just imagine a man dying. Who now receive Jesus in his heart before he gives up his breath. Hallelujah. I have seen men, hallelujah, their faces begin to brighten up just because of that encounter, that brief moment. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Men who are under oppression, when once they repent, there is something that happens to their soul. The soul that have been overwhelmed, hallelujah, with many things, are restored, hallelujah, to a part of peace and to a part of progress. Hallelujah. So don't you ever look down on repentance. In fact, that is your key, because I will talk about it, that unlocks your inheritance into God. Hallelujah. If not, you continue to be an outsider. You continue to be an onlooker. You'll be seeing other people making progress in their lives because there is a constant turning of their hearts to God in repentance. And God is moving them forward. And then you are there looking. Praise God. And I'm praying that it will not be so with us. Glory to God. Psalm 51:12. Psalm 51:12. It says, restore unto me what? The joy of my what? Salvation, and uphold me with what? Thy free spirit. A man's spirit can be locked. Hallelujah. That is padlock, locked, and there is no freedom for him. He is bound within a limited circumference. Hallelujah. But when repentance begins to come, hallelujah, things begin to move. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Some people feel it's when you have only committed fornication that you repent. Hallelujah. It's not correct. That is not the only thing. It's much more. Amen. Hallelujah. Part of what Paul and Silas did in the prison that shook the foundation of that prison, because the man had an attitude of repentance. Hallelujah. He said, God, I'm sure they were praying there. Say, God, have mercy on us. Hallelujah. Just deliver us. Help us. And they began to sing. They began to sing. Hallelujah. Listen, repentance can shake the very foundation, your ancestral foundation. Repentance can shake it and free you from every chain and bondage. Hallelujah. I'm talking about experience. Hallelujah. I began to repent. Hallelujah. You know what Daniel did? Hallelujah. You know what? He began to pray. And you know what? He did not necessarily commit any sin there. But he was doing what? He was just praying. And he said, Lord, I stand to repent on behalf. Hallelujah. And as he continued to do that, hallelujah, something happened. Hallelujah. Praise God. Deliverance came. Hallelujah. Brethren, let us begin to learn to repent. It helped to soften my hard-heartedness. That is the restoration of my soul. You know, my soul is very hard. Hallelujah. My heart is very hard. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but mine is hard. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I often fall victim to hard-heartedness. But when I begin to repent, hallelujah, he says he makes my heart, it becomes what? A heart of what? Flesh. He makes it soft. He makes it malleable. He makes it responsive to God. Before now, hardness of heart, hard views, hard speech, hard everything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said he restored it. Hallelujah. In fact, he started by saying, hide not thy face from me, from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew what? A right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit where? From me. Restore! That is repentance. Hallelujah. That is an atmosphere of repentance. Hallelujah. I don't know how many here have ill-treated their wives. I don't know how many children here, very stubborn and rebellious in the home. Hallelujah. There is an opportunity God is offering you. He wants to restore your what? Your soul. Hallelujah. Amen. He wants to restore joy. You know, many people, because of the troubles of life, because of the quarrels, joy has been taken away from their hearts. There is no joy. Hallelujah. When I'm talking about joy here, not when somebody calls you, now, show me love, show me joy. Hallelujah. That's not the one. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about joy. Joy is not the same, and it's not all the same platform with happiness. Hallelujah. Yet when you have joy, you have strength to overcome. Hallelujah. He said, the joy of the Lord is what? Is my strength. So you need that type of strength to be able to deal with the issues of life. But you see, where you have to begin, you begin from the beginning. And that is what? Repentance. He said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And uphold me. In other words, constantly hold me. Let me constantly be overwhelmed with the Spirit and with the baptism of repentance. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll move again. Hallelujah. Isaiah 42. Hallelujah. You will just see the blessings that come out of repentance. Hallelujah. The benefits we enjoy out of repentance. Verse 42. Chapter 42, verse 22. He said, but this is a people robbed. When a man has, hallelujah, is in a state, hallelujah, he is robbed of everything. He is robbed of his peace. He is robbed of his joy. Hallelujah. Something is taken out. Hallelujah. That keep him in perpetual spiritual poverty. Hallelujah. He said, and this is a people robbed. They are all of them snared into holes. Hallelujah. Because the condition begin to hold you in. There is no more liberty. Like I said, you just find yourself in a little, prison wall. You are encircled by it. Hallelujah. All the liberty you need have been taken away. Hallelujah. And they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey. A man becomes a prey to anything. Hallelujah. You become a prey. Sickness finds way into your home. Hallelujah. The man is easily afflicted. Hallelujah. Amen. Lacks begin to beat him all over the place. Hallelujah. Listen, this is not time to behave. Big man, you know. There are those that have gym. Do you understand? Hallelujah. But the humility to accept their faults and their limitations become an issue. Hallelujah. Even when you point it out, say, bro, you are going through this particular dilemma because of certain things that are happening. You need to take another look, examine yourself. Hallelujah. And let repentance begin to come. Hallelujah. I know that some of us that have this testimony here, when God began to restore them, hallelujah, marriage, their marriage is being healed. Their finance is being healed. There's an atmosphere. Hallelujah. God begins to create around them. Hallelujah. Even though God is not done with them yet, God is going to perfect all that concerns them because they come into an attitude of repentance. Praise God. Amen. He says, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none deliver it for a spoil. And none saith what? Restore. Brought in. Hallelujah. I brought in this verse to show the condition, the state of a repentant heart. That is what happens. That is the atmosphere. The man is in trouble. Hallelujah. But when he begins to say restore is another word for what? Repentance. And when the word comes for repentance, God begins to restore. He says he will restore unto him what? The years. We'll read that scripture. I think that is in Joel chapter 2. Hallelujah. Amen. But before then, go to Isaiah 57. Isaiah 57. Hallelujah. Isaiah 57:18. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will lead him also and restore what? Comforts unto him and to his word, mourners. There are mourners surrounding the man. But when he begins to respond to God, there is a restoration. You're always in a mourning condition. There are those who are pitying you, telling you sorry. Hallelujah. Giving you handouts. Hallelujah. Every time you are looking sorrowful. Amen. Because the expression of your face, not like Shakespeare said, that you can't know a man's construction on his face. But I can tell you, you can know a man's construction on his face by his spirit, by the thing that walk in his heart. Everywhere he becomes nyaw nyaw. You understand? He's always quarreling. Why you talking nyaw? You always, hallelujah. Because the man is in a mourning condition. Hallelujah. But when repentance comes, God begins to do a new thing within the heart of that man. Hallelujah. Joy begins to spring up. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God begins, he said, I have seen his ways. And if you read from the up, you understand. Hallelujah. You will understand, but there is no time for that. He said, I have seen his ways and will heal him. When a man begins to turn and respond to God, there is a healing that comes. Hallelujah. Amen. I will lead him also and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. Praise God. He said, I create the fruit of his lips. He will now begin to talk positive things. Hallelujah. I'll take the next and the last verse. It's, go to 58 there, verse 12. He said, and they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. When a man begins to respond, his inheritance that have been taken over, captured, they become, when God begins to restore the old waste places unto him. Lost opportunities, doors that have been shut, repentance begins to unlock it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, and he will build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many what? Generations. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, many of us here have generational issues. Hallelujah. But I can tell you something for free this afternoon. You can unlock the potential that have been locked in your generations, in your ancestry. Hallelujah. In your family. There are things that have been locked in. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Just five. Can I say five more minutes? Hallelujah. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. You can unlock them by repentance. Hallelujah. Amen. When I began to turn my heart to God in repentance in certain things, and I don't even know, but I found myself in one dream, hallelujah, where there was a huge gate that had shut me out. Hallelujah. So in that dream, I just find myself going to that particular strong iron gate, and I began to push them apart. I began to push them apart. Hallelujah. There are dimensions in God you cannot get into if you continue to play church. Hallelujah. If you continue to be the way you are carrying on, or the way we are carrying on. Hallelujah. You cannot continue in that state. There must be a time that comes. You begin to say, Lord, clothe me, cover me, overwhelm me with the spirit of repentance. And you see things begin to change. Hallelujah. The key to unlock the dimensions of God begin to be given to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The things you have said, well, that is the way our family is. And that is with our fathers have been in this state. Hallelujah. God begins to give you a key. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You begin to find out suddenly that a man that has been overwhelmed with the spirit of anger, hallelujah, of fierceness and of temper, God begins to deal with it. And the man begins to be sober. You know, there are Christians. I mean Christians. They can tell some fabulous lies. Hallelujah. There is no truth in them. But when a man begins to deal with it, he begins to be conscious. Because repentance brings you to a level of consciousness. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't want to talk about conscious or consciousness today, but some other day. Hallelujah. When a man, even when a raw unbeliever gives his life to Jesus, hallelujah, he is awakened from a state, from a state of consciousness to another state. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Where he begins to open up. Hallelujah. And where he begins to make progress. Hallelujah. Until he comes to a place we call ultra consciousness. Ultra consciousness has to do with him becoming one with God. That is the highest level of consciousness. You begin to think like God. You begin to speak like God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But that is not where we are going. But there is something that happens to him that awakens him from the dead consciousness to a life that is very, very active in God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So in verse 18, am I right? 12, sorry. It says, and they shall spoil, hallelujah, of many generations. The things that have happened even before they were born, they begin to deal with it. Generations past. Repentance begin to deal with them. That is why you need to repent, hallelujah, of the things that your fathers did, the things that your forefathers did, hallelujah. And they were doing it thinking that the generations that will come after will walk in that level and in that level of consciousness. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, thou shalt be called what? The repairer of the breach. Hallelujah. What is a breach? What is a breach? Eh? What? No, I didn't say repairer now. I said breach. What is a breach? Hallelujah. He said, okay, he said a lacuna. Okay, good. Good. A space. Hallelujah. An opening. Hallelujah. A gap. Hallelujah. There is a gap that you are struggling with. But when you begin to repent, that gap is closed. Hallelujah. Amen. That gap, that opening gives entrance to every manner of creeping things coming into your life. But when a man begins to repent, that hole is closed. Hallelujah. Amen. For some people, that opening is poverty. For some people, is that no matter how much you try to overcome fornication, you still fall. Because somebody did it in generations ago. We are not going to talk about it because you see this pattern of things happening in your life. The pattern, something created that pattern. And the only way to stop it is by what? Repentance. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. He said they become what? Restorer of what? Parts to dwelling. You restore. You are not just going to be restored, but you begin to restore others. Hallelujah. You begin to restore your generation, your offspring. They are restored. Hallelujah. What God is interested in is in restoring you first. Then you become what? A restorer. Praise God. And I'm believing God that this path that I have taken to walk, hallelujah, no matter what they do, my offspring must walk in it. Hallelujah. Praise God. They are going to walk in it. Hallelujah. You must have faith. Hallelujah. Because this is the hour. I must reap the benefits of repentance. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. In Joel 2, from verse 25 to 27, talking about, you know, he will restore all the years that the canker worm has eaten and all that. Let me just go to the last point and I will stop. Hallelujah. Repentance, which is one where that it is frightening. Hallelujah. Repentance, hallelujah, has value. Repentance is value oriented. Hallelujah. And some of the values I have mentioned them. Hallelujah. But one thing about it is that repentance has a time frame. Hallelujah. If God is calling your attention on a particular thing and you keep procrastinating, he's putting his finger on one thing. Say, repent. That holds the key to your survival. And you keep on putting it off. Hallelujah. A time comes when you seek for it and you never get it. Hallelujah. Repentance is time bound. Amen. You can think, oh, anytime. Hallelujah. Anytime. Hallelujah. You don't know what will happen to you tomorrow. Hallelujah. What if the man finds himself in a very critical state? They rush you to ICU. Hallelujah. And the man is in a state of unconsciousness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You think you have the opportunity? Hallelujah. You think you have the time? It's going to be too late. Because you did not utilize the opportunity and the time that God spoke to you about repentance. He thought it was a frivolous thing. You heard many preachers, including in this fellowship, asking that men should repent. They thought it was a joke. Hallelujah. Israel treated the word of God that way. And that was why John had to call them what? A generation of what? Vipers. Because they thought the word of God is frivolous. You know, you can say anything. And time ran out of many of them. And I pray that time will not run out of us. Hallelujah. You don't keep procrastinating and say, oh, I will do it tomorrow. I will attend to it tomorrow. I'm not just talking about repentance from your sin, which is also very critical. I'm talking about repentance from your attitude to your children, attitude to your wife or to your husband. Hallelujah. Your attitude to your work. Hallelujah. Your our irresponsibility, God is calling for repentance. Hallelujah. Thank God this thing about our study ended on this note. Hallelujah. I believe God is asking us, hallelujah, to repent. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 12. And we end with that. Even though I wanted to say a little thing about repentance has got fruits. You remember I said bring forth what? Fruit. Fruit that did what? Meat for repentance. So repentance has got fruit. Hallelujah. If you say you have repented, you must show it by your attitude, by your actions. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you are the one that used to speak roughly to your wife, the fruit must begin to show. You begin to love her. Begin to speak lovely things to her. Amen. Not every time you are criticizing, creating unnecessary tension. Hallelujah. If you have nothing to say, keep quiet. Hallelujah. Just hold. Praise God. Because there is certain type of criticism or questioning that brings you to a very bad state before God. Even mere questioning. Honey, why did you do this? Brings you to a state. Hallelujah. I don't know whether you are with me. A man before God, before Angel Gabriel began saying, the same type of question, someone has asked it, but received favor. But you, asking it, hallelujah, got into trouble. Are you with me? Huh? Zachariah asked, he said, now, for asking that question, you see, you're going to be dumb for a season. Praise God. But another woman asked it. Hallelujah. The verse was the case. The favor of God was released. Hallelujah. So don't follow Brother Isaac in the way I talk. Don't pattern your life after my life. Don't do that. Especially the negative things. But however, follow me as I follow Christ. If you see the things of Christ within me, let it be an encouragement to you. Hallelujah. Your wife should be inspired by the way you treat her. She should be encouraged. Your children should, you know, hallelujah. There are things I'm repenting from. I was a hard father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Very hard. And I saw that somehow I'm reaping that now. So I began to repent. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know whether you are one of them that are like me. When your child misbehaves, you carry your belt. Whap! You don't know what you're doing to yourself. You are building rebellion. You are building stubbornness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I'm not saying that you shouldn't discipline, but there are ways of discipline. Hallelujah. But I think the most of it is that making your child your disciple. Hallelujah. Praise God. That one is a talk for another day. Amen. Hebrews 12, and we round down with that. Hebrews 12, if you read from 13, that would be nice, but let's read 16 and 17. He said, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Hallelujah. For ye know how that afterwards, in other words, he even came to a realization. When he would have inherited the blessing, he was what? Rejected. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with what? Tears. The door is shut. The door has been shut against him. I believe when he did that thing initially, God was calling his attention. Hallelujah. But he was doing like this. No man, you cannot do like this for God, though. He will level you. Hallelujah. You know what he was doing? I'm right. That's why it's called what? But what? Right. I'm right. Brings it to what? But right. Amen. Hallelujah. He gave it up for just a morsel of meat. He gave it up for a little satisfaction. That satisfaction can mean anything in your life. Hallelujah. He gave it up for enjoyment. It can mean anything in your life. He gave it up for idolatry. It can mean anything that you adore. And God keep on pointing you to the fact that there is need for repentance. Hallelujah. Amen. He sought it, but he never got it. And I pray that we shall not be men and women like Esau. Hallelujah. That God will cause us to begin to bring repentance to the fore. That is every day. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Pharisee and the publican, you know the thing that marked the difference? The publican was every day saying, Lord, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. Have mercy on me. Deliver me. Hallelujah. But somebody was saying, listen, I fast 40 days a week. Hallelujah. I pray in tongues for 20 hours. But the simple thing of repentance did not find expression in him. May repentance be a thing that will unlock us from this enclave, from this prison wall that we find ourselves. May daily we find ourselves repenting. Hallelujah. Repent and repent and repent. Not necessarily of the things that have to do with you. Hallelujah. Because there are certain environments you find yourself, you are locked in. I mean physically. Hallelujah. Out of sight and out of, you know, fancy, you went and looked for a house. And in that place where you are, is responsible for your dilemma, for your situation. He said, Lord, I don't have money to rent another place. What do I do? Repent. For your wrong choice. Maybe even in marriage, you discover that, like Brother Hiba was saying, this is not the spec. Hallelujah. You know, God can correct your spec. You don't believe it. Okay. Repentance will help you do that. And you begin to see beauty in that your husband. You begin to see it becomes a new wine. You begin to enjoy it. Not endure. You begin to say, I never saw this. Hallelujah. I couldn't have gotten another better choice than this. That is what repentance can do for you. It can even be your job. You are finding it difficult, everything. Hallelujah. If you like, go and get job. In that present state, you find job in brewery. And every day you are not drinking, but you are always inhaling it. Hallelujah. And what you come to the, you say, God, because I didn't find any other job now. Just have mercy on me. I can tell you, God can relieve you of that job and give you another one. You don't believe in the power of repentance. I believe that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can we just bow our heads and pray? Acts 3:19. Okay. Hallelujah. I'm going to find it. Acts 3:19, because we need to pray. 3:19. Hallelujah. He says, repent ye therefore, and be what? Converted. That your sins may be blotted out. When the times of what? Refreshing. Shall come from the what? The presence of the Lord. That is what repentance can do. It brings refreshing. It brings refreshing to the soul. Hallelujah. It refreshes you. Hallelujah. Let us not talk about refreshment. Hallelujah. One of the things that repentance can do, the man's life is refreshed. Hallelujah. From, you know, there are situations that come upon a person, he looks very old, tired. Hallelujah. But as he begins to respond to God, there is refreshing that comes. And when they see you, they say, bro, you're looking very, very young. You are better than the way I saw you last time. What is repentance can do? Amen. Hallelujah. I pray that you don't take this word as something that we have been hearing. I pray that. And as we pray, it is up to you to, you know, respond to God. It is not by force. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's not by force at all. You can even decide not to pray. You can even walk outside when we are praying. There's no problem. But I can assure you, in fact, before I say the last thing, there is someone here that Hebrews 12 is speaking to your condition today here. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Can we just begin to talk to God and respond to Him? Hallelujah. Just talk to God. You know the area of repentance. Area that you need to deal with. Area that you need to respond to God. Can you just begin to do that? Say, Lord, this area, I need help. Forgive me for the way I have behaved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The more I behave that way, the more I'm creating roadblocks for myself. the more doors are shutting against me. But today I come in repentance. Forgive me. I repent from all my deeds. It may be one thing that sowed a seed in your life. And it has been growing over the years. But the Lord is saying repentance can root it out. And you shall be free. And you come to my inheritance, to the estate. The prodigal son responded in repentance. I didn't even touch that area. Hallelujah. And he responded. He was restored. Irrespective of the fact that he has been, hallelujah, in rebellion. And the Lord locked him there. And he was eating swine food and husk. But the day came, he rose in repentance. So what am I doing here? I ask you, what are you doing there? What are you doing in that state that you find yourself? For how long will you be feasting on swine husk? For how long will you be in torture? For how long will you be afflicted with sickness and disease? For how long will you remain there because of rebellion, because of lack of repentance? Hallelujah. For how long? You must arise. I must arise. Like the prodigal son. And I return to my father. I say, Father, you have enough. Hallelujah. Where am I suffering in this state? I come asking you to forgive me today. Hallelujah. Forgive me. Hallelujah. I come that you might put a new garment. His father brought a new garment, and that was the garment of repentance. Hallelujah. Oh, Masokrofila Kamandrabini. Hallelujah. A new garment is waiting for you. A new covering, a new mantle is waiting for you to change the environment, to change your state. Hallelujah. He was received back into his father's house. May you be received back into your inheritance today. Oh, Kasukanai. There are things God has in store for you. Take them back. Take them back in obedience. Trust and obey. For there is no other way. Hallelujah. Oh, to begin to enjoy the presence of God. There is no other way. It's trust and obey. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. Oh, we give you praise. We give you glory. Oh, God. Repentance. The other time there was a vision about the state of the church. Hallelujah. A child in vomit. Hallelujah. But we can regain our place in God by repentance. We can get back our place by consecration. Hallelujah. We cannot remain in this beggarly state. We cannot remain in a state where we pray and pray and pray. Nothing happens to a particular matter. Hallelujah. There must be a corporate repentance as much as there will be individual repentance. There must be family repentance. Hallelujah. So that things will be restored. That the Lord might have a strong and triumphant church. In this time and in this generation. Hallelujah. Can we just respond to God? Hallelujah. Talk to Jesus this afternoon. Hallelujah. You are being loosed right now. That particular person, the Lord said, hallelujah. 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 That today He is loosening you. That the things that have held you down has been as a result of rebellion and insisting on your ways. And the Lord is saying that I should tell you that today He's setting you free if you can avail yourself of the spirit of repentance. Hallelujah. The Lord says, I will restore unto you all the years that the caterpillar and the locust and the palmer worm have eaten. Hallelujah. That He deliberately put you in that state so that you can respond. Hallelujah. That today, as you respond, He is setting you free. And new doors will be opened unto you. Hallelujah. The things you have lost will be released unto you again. Hallelujah. This is what the Spirit of God is saying, I should tell you. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, O Lord, O Lord. restore to me the joy of thy salvation. O Lord, you are my God, restore to me the joy of thy salvation. O Lord, O Lord, restore to me the joy of thy salvation. O Lord, you are my God, restore to me the joy of my salvation. O Lord, restore to me the joy of my salvation. O Lord, you are my God. Our Heavenly Father, we come again this morning evening. We come to accept the message which you have given unto us. Lord, we add that the spirit of repentance shall fill us, O God. Cause us to repent. Give us the spirit that repents whenever we sin, whenever we go wrong, whenever we make mistakes, for the restoration of the joy of our salvation. Lord, we pray thee, our Father. We pray for everyone in this house. Lord, the ministry touch every part of our lives, even to secular and spiritual. Lord, we ask, give us the Spirit with all that, whenever Holy Ghost convince us of a thing, we will be broken and repent. Because the word says that the broken and contrite heart you will never overlook. We ask for the Spirit. Lord, we pray for the message, for this message you have had this morning, this evening, not this afternoon. That shall not be a judgment to us or condemnation. Lord, even as Esau was, let it be a life to us. Let it be deliverance to us. Let freedom to us and liberty. Let it bring us into the realm of power and authority. Lord, thank you, Father. We repent and repent again. In Jesus' name we pray. We say, amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for the bread. We thank you for the wine. Lord, this is an ordinance you give to us. Even this morning or this afternoon, we are talking of repentance. Lord, we are asking, is there anything that will hinder us from participating or taking this bread, drinking this wine, which you have given to us to observe as ordinance? Lord, is there anything? Is there any way? Is there any light, thing that have gone on? The Bible says that if we eat it unworthily, to bring that to us. My God, we pray, God, with the spirit of repentance. We repent on behalf of every person in this fellowship and ask for forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Lord, we receive that grace of acceptance before you and qualification that as we eat this bread, we will eat life. As we drink wine, we drink life in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, none of us shall eat this bread and the evil spirit will enter him.